Being a people whisperer is fun. Being a people whisperer is fun. How about that? Now, we've heard of horse whisperers, and we've heard of dog whisperers, but a people whisperer? What does it mean to be a people whisperer? Well, let's look at the dog whisperer, horse whisperer. The dog whisperer is the man who is in charge of himself, the man who is in charge of his world, the man who loves everything about him, and he expresses it through his thought. He looks at his dog and he says, under his breath, he doesn't say out loud, he doesn't need to, he says, come. And the dog comes, because he's trained the dog to come as he has put the dog on the leash, and the dog comes when he says, come, under his breath. Now, the man says, sit, and the dog sits. The man says, when he's barking, no, or he says whatever he chooses to say. Now, being a people whisperer is fun. Is it similar to being a dog whisperer or being a horse whisperer, where you're talking without saying it out loud, or where you may be saying it out loud? If you want something from anyone, first you make yourself desirable for that thing. You make yourself a person who is ready to receive it. If you would like to have a smile from another person, what do? You give them a smile. If you would like to have a life filled with joy and peace and harmony, what do? You give them all the love and joy and peace that you want to do. If you would like to have people in your world come to you when you walk into the room and sit quietly so that you can share together beautiful thoughts, then you walk quietly into the room and you sit quietly so that people can share with you and you will share with them. Now, you say, well, that's just so obvious. That's just so. But is that being a people whisperer? Is that being a dog whisperer? Is that fun? Sure. We've often said that when the Queen of England walks into a room, everyone in the room instantly knows her presence is there. They may not see her. She may be in a large group, but they know her presence is there. Her aura, her charisma spreads out throughout the entire room, and everyone in the room has a respect for that charisma. Not because she feels she's better than anyone else, but because she is carrying the royal crown. She is carrying the royal attitude. She is carrying the royal consciousness. Now, being a people whisperer means that you carry the royal consciousness of a person who is fully in charge of anything you do. When you think a thought, that thought is instantly brought forth in your universe. Now, you think of a dog and you say mentally, as I often do, I say, Rex, come walk with me. I say it under my breath because he has wandered off somewhere and he's playing as we go out for our walk. And a moment later, if less, he is at my side or he is in front of me or he is in my vision. He lets me know that he has heard my quiet vibrations. He has heard my charisma of the aura of the kingliness or queenliness of who I am. And he responds to that. And if I have the self-confidence to continue having the feeling that he is with me, even though he's a long distance away, he will be with me. He will run to my side. He will be at wherever I am. But if I look and I don't see him, and then I say, oh, I wonder where he can be. Or if I look and don't see him and think that my charisma, my consciousness, my attitude has not been successful in bringing him to my awareness, into my sight, into my company, then I am no good at it. It's no fun. It's no fun to think thoughts that don't fulfill themselves. It's no fun to be a people whisperer and have no one respond to your whispering. Can you walk into a room and by your very presence, by your very attitude, change the whole attitude of the room? Well, now, what is your attitude? Is your attitude manipulation, control? Is your attitude telling other people how to live their lives? Or is your attitude how you live your life? How does the Queen of England live her life? Does she go into a room and say, everyone's got to respect me, everyone's got to worship me? She doesn't do that. She worships the title she carries. Not herself so much, but she worships the title she carries. She worships the attitude of the office that she holds. The President of the United States. When Mr. Obama walks into a room, everybody instantly feels a goodness about him. When he opens his mouth and begins to speak about his dreams and desires for his country, for his world, which is everybody's world, everyone says, yes, yes, yes. It doesn't matter what the party politics are, everyone feels a goodness. That's the president. They recognize that he's the president, and they don't try to throttle him, they don't try to scuttle him. They may try to get their own points of view across, but they realize that he is the president, and they respect him as the president. And they say, Mr. President. They don't say, Mr. Obama. They say, Mr. President. They may say Mr. Obama, too, because Mr. Obama and Mr. President are synonymous. And it will be all the years of his life. When he is out of office, he will always be Mr. President. He will always be Mr. Obama. He will always be that which he is. He is a people whisperer, and it is fun for him. He listens. He listens in his heart to what the people in his world are thinking, saying, and doing. But he is more than listening. He is broadcasting out of his inner awareness, out of his inner self-confidence, what he feels the people in the United States, the people in the world, the people in the universe feel the United States is, feel the president represents the United States. And as he represents the United States, he must always be 100% aware of what that country is that he represents, of what that role is that he's playing, and he must totally be aware of the role he's playing and play it with all his heart and soul and being. And as he plays it with all of his self, then he is truly a people whisperer, and it is truly fun. He walks into a room, and the people instantly applaud. They instantly say, "Welcome, Mr. President." And the Queen of England, she walks into a room. They may not appreciate that London, that the Great Britain has certain attitudes about itself, certain economic programs going on, environmental programs and things. They may not agree with all those things, but they agree that the Queen represents that power. The Queen represents that office. Now, are you a people whisperer? Are you having fun in your world? Are you saying to the people in your world, you are beautiful and good and very, very good, I love you? Or are you saying, oh, why is it that there's always so much trouble in the world, so much unhappiness, so much sorrow? Oh, my. You name it and claim it. The Queen says, these are my people. I love them. And I will always be a role model for the goodness for them. Oh, I make a mistake now and then, but I don't live on my mistakes. I live on my successes in being the ideal role model. Mr. Obama is the ideal role model for an American citizen. He is the ultimate American citizen. And this is what we want to be. We want to be the ultimate people whisperer. because the ultimate people whisperer is having fun, being themselves and enjoying life. And in their world, they're creating a world where people look to them and say, yes, that's the kind of person I want to be. That's the kind of life I want to live. That's the kind of world that is important for me. That's who I am. Being a people whisperer is fun. Yes, it is. And, of course, when you're a successful dog whisperer, the dog is obedient to you and your attitude and your frame of mind. The horse is obedient to you. People who are animal people, the animals are responsive to them with love, because the animal people are always looking to love all of the creatures for over which they are animal people. Now, the people are people who have the same attitude of love over all the people they're with. And so being a people whisperer is fun, because you can be sure that all the actors in Hollywood or around the world, all the actors are being people whisperers. They are whispering to the audience. They're whispering to the world. Here I am. I'm playing the part of King Lear. I'm playing the part of this wonderful person. I'm playing the part, the role of this creature that I am playing the part of. And when I come off stage, I stop playing that part and I then play the part of who I am in private life. Now, who are you in private life? Are you a people whisperer in private life? Are you a person in private life that when you come into a room, everyone in the room feels there's something changed here, something good is going on. I don't know who did it or why. And they don't necessarily point it out to you because you live it so beautifully. Now, the king and the queen and the president, they have a little different. Their role is not truly themselves. It is the role that they have assumed because that's the role they are. They're living it. Now, when the queen, when the president, when the king, when any person in authority lives what they believe, lives it 100%, then they are 100% people whisperers, and they are having fun because they are not trying to be anything for anybody but just be themselves and have fun. They're just being themselves and living in their world of magic and wonder and goodness, and they are happy. We each have the privilege of being a people whisperer and enjoying it. We each have the opportunity to do this because when we are whispering to people, we are whispering who we are, not who they should be, but who we are. And we are the master. Yes, we are 100% the master, because we are whispering to all the world. We are, with our charisma, shouting out to all the universe, I like me, I'm having fun. I'm creating a good world, and it's fun to be in it, and I'm doing everything I can to make it fun for everybody else because I am having fun, and I exude that fun, and everyone absorbs that fun out of my charisma, out of my being me. And everyone looks at the actor and says, my goodness sakes, you're good. My goodness sakes, you're wonderful. Are you that way in private life too? They don't ask that. They just say, you're wonderful in the role you're playing. Because the minute they start asking, how are you in private life, then they're beginning to doubt you. They're beginning to doubt that you are a people whisperer. They're beginning to doubt that you have the charisma that carries you through all of life. From the moment you're born to the moment you move on to another dimension, you have a charisma that you carry with you. And that charisma says, I like me. I'm enjoying life. Life is a joy. Life is fun. I'm a people whisperer. I am whispering to my dogs, my cats, my people in all the world who I am by being who I am. not somebody else, but being who I am. And as I am who I am, it's easy. It's easy. There's no struggle. There's no strain. There's no pain. There's only an awareness that I am that I am. And I love it. Today, you can join me and billions of others who are people whisperers, who are living what they believe, who are the charismatic being, the charisma of all that is beautiful and good. And as you join with me in this awareness, you feel, ooh, so good inside. You feel so wonderful. You feel so fulfilled. You feel such a great joy. And you know that being a people whisperer, whispering to the world by your charisma, that you are having fun and you love it. Invite the rest of the world to join you, because the rest of the world is already right in your heart, right in the palm of your hand, and it's who you are. Being a people whisperer is fun. You better believe it. I love you. I love you. I love you.